Hi, this is Steve Harris for the expert panel, and Jack has contacted me, and as Jack has just described to you, he wants to put solar power on his chicken coop because it's too hard to trench a trench through his hard, rocky soil to put power on the chicken coop. And he wants this to be a little bit of a backup power for him in case something happens to his power system in his house or his generator. This is not his two is one, one is none. This is his three is a guarantee or four is even more source of power. Remember, Jack can't just put up a solar-powered ventilator because he wants this to run at night, in the dark, when the chickens are in bed and roosting. And solar panels, as I have told you over and over, do not work in the dark. So we need to put in a battery system. So what type of solar power to put on a chicken coop? Well, Jack, you don't need solar power, Jack. All you need to do is pull your car up to the chicken coop each night and plug in an inverter. Well, I guess that answer won't work today. So here we go. Jack wants a solar power system. He's forcing Steve Harris to do a solar system yet again. Now, Jack told me not to get all fancy and get part numbers and everything for you, but here's the problem. The fan and the size of the fan decides how much power it draws, which determines the size of the solar panel, which determines the size of the charge controller, and the size of the battery. So if I were just to make this a 30-second show and say, go get a solar panel, put a charge controller on it, run it to a marine battery, put an inverter on it, and hook it up to the fan and a timer, I'd really be not doing you a service. It'd be like saying, I want a car, okay, go buy a Dodge. Well, there's lots of Dodges. So, into my truck I went, and I went to Home Depot, and I searched on the internet, and I found out that the smallest fan I can really get easily at a good price, and this would be a Master Flow Gable fan. It's about 12 inches in diameter, has a 1/6 amp or a 1/4 amp motor on it, depending which one you get, and it'll do about 1,600 cubic feet per minute of airflow. It's all sheet metal, it's got mounting brackets, it's designed to go in the vent at the peak of your house to keep the hot air out of the attic and to keep the house cooler. So it'll work in a chicken coop just fine. The fan is a Masterflow PG2 or PG3 that costs about $84, and I found them at Home Depot, and they're also on Amazon. Now, Jack's chicken coop is 12 feet wide, 16 feet long, and say about 8 feet high. This is just over 1,500 cubic feet, 12 times 6 times 8. Our fan is 1,600 cubic feet per minute. This means the fan will completely exchange the air in the chicken coop in just about a minute. The hot air will be out fast, and the ambient air will be in quickly. Jack, you'll have to determine if this is too much of a fan, because you'll have to determine if this is too much of a fan because I can't easily get a smaller fan than this one. If it's too much air, just put a light dimmer on the motor and slow it down to where you want it. This will keep the girls from having their feathers ruffled and blown off, and it'll also reduce the amount of power you need. So, how do we size this thing to make sure it will work, keep on working, and be reliable in there for when you need it without having to check on it? We'll start with the fan motor. There's two fans. One is 1/6 of an amp at 120 volts. The other is 1/4 of an amp. So I'll size this for the bigger one and see. Let's see how it goes. A 1/4 amp fan, that's 0.25 times 120 volts. That equals 30 watts. Now that's 30 watts at 120 volts. And we need to determine how much power we're going to be sucking out of our battery. That's at 12 volts. So 30 watts divided by 12 volts equals 2.5 amps of power. 2.5 amps of capacity. 2.5 amps. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Now, Jack said he wanted to run this from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. That's 4 hours. So 2.5 amps times 4 hours equals 10 ampere hours. Aha! That's the number we're looking for. 10 ampere hours. That is the amount of capacity. I misspoke earlier. 2.5 amps was the amount of current. 10 ampere hours is the amount of capacity we need to have to run that fan for 4 hours. So, like I said, Jack wants to run that from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., so that's about 10 ampere hours over a 4-hour time period. We're going to pull 10 ampere hours out of a battery to do this. Now, we can now use this number to size our system. Let's start with the battery and see if it's big enough. AutoZone or Walmart, Group 27 Marine battery. I'd prefer Group 29 or Group 31. If you're buying a battery, you might as well get the bigger one. But many people can only find Group 27, so I'll use this one for our illustration. Now, the battery does not have an ampere hour rating on it, which stinks. But they have an RC or reserve capacity number on it. And I explain this in explicit detail in my battery bank show I did with Jack and in the 4.5-hour home and mobile battery bank video I did, both of which are waiting for you at battery1234.com. So as I described in these shows, you take the reserve capacity, and that's 180 minutes. You multiply by 25 amps, which is what the 180 minutes is based on. There are exceptions to this, so you need to see my video to get these exceptions. And then you divide by 60. That gives us 75 ampere hours of capacity in this battery. This is the Harris formula. If you go try to Google this, conversion of reserve capacity over to ampere hours, you'll get so much bad information, you won't know what to do. It'll all be wrong. I did the mathematics for this. I verified this. This is the number that really works. So we need 10 ampere hours a night, and the battery is 75 ampere hours in capacity. And if you listen to my battery shows, you'd know that you don't want to go between 50% depth of discharge on a regular basis. You take the battery halfway down, charge it back up, halfway down, charge it back up. Going below 50% starts to really chemically hurt the battery. Although, if you have to take it down to zero, to dead, you do it. It's there for that purpose in an emergency. Now, in a marine deep cycle battery, you can do this between 150 and 200 times. So it's not that fragile, but you know your battery and treat your battery better than you do your dog, or in this case, your chickens. Don't let the batteries get too hot. Don't let the batteries get too cold. If you wouldn't leave your dog out overnight in the garage in the heat or the cold, don't leave your battery out in the garage in the heat or cold. So at 10 ampere hours a night, we're not going to get below 50% depth of discharge on this 75 ampere hour battery, even after 3 nights of running with no sunshine. Of course, we're cooling a chicken coop with ambient air, so if the sun is not out in Texas, it's probably not hot enough that we need to really cool the chicken coop. So it's a win-win for us. So why don't I use a smaller battery than the 75 ampere hour Group 27 Marine Deep Cycle battery from Walmart, AutoZone, or any other place? Because Jack might want to use this for something else. And it's a backup to his house battery. Heck, it's a backup to the battery in his truck. His truck battery dies. You can go grab this thing, put it in there, crank it up, and go to the store and get a new battery. And if I tried to go out and buy a 30 ampere hour battery, it'd probably cost as much as a 75 ampere hour marine battery that is mass produced, mass distributed at Walmart and AutoZone. We want the best we can get at the lowest price, the most value for the money. So that's why I selected this battery. And like I said, I'd prefer if you spent a few more dollars and got a Group 31 Deep Cycle if you can find it. Okay, the solar panel. I'm waiting for the skies to open up and lightning to come down after me saying that word. Okay, the 50-watt solar panel. Yes, I actually said it. It outputs 50 watts. 50 watts divided by 12 volts is just over 4 amps of current. Now, how many hours in a day can I get 4 amps of current out of the solar panel? The answer is at least 6, where Jack is in Texas. We figure there are about 6 mean solar hours in a day. Yeah, I know, it's late for 12 hours a day, but the panel is pointed south on the roof. and the sun comes up the east and it sets in the west. So by the time you take the lesser power, you get from when it's rising and setting and then the full noonday sun power, and it comes out to be about the same as if the panel was pointed directly at the sun perfectly for 6 hours of noonday sun. Now, there's no such thing as 6 hours of noonday sun, but that's what the math works out to be, and that's how we guess at how much solar panel we need for whatever we're going to power. If you're going to try to power your Keurig, I got news for you. You're not going to be using a 50-watt panel unless you want to make one cup of coffee a week. Since Jack wants this in the heat of the summer and the fall, this number will be a little higher for him in Texas, but we'll use 6 hours because we want to make sure it will work. 6 hours a day times 4 amps from the solar panel equals 24 ampere hours a day. Woohoo! We need 10. It's putting out 24 ampere hours based on 6 mean solar hours, okay? 50-watt panel will work, and it will work good. Plenty of extra for a few clouds. We already have extra battery for a few hot days that might be cloudy. We have the basis of a good system here. Okay, we need something that goes between the solar panel and the battery that keeps it charged. You want a SunForce 60031 10-amp digital charge controller for $34 from Amazon. It's the same one I used in my mobile battery bank video for the 100-watt solar panel I put on it. Yeah, I know, there's a 7-amp charge controller for $17. But for what we are building, the savings of $17 is not much. The 10-amp controller has a better heat sink on it. This thing is going to be going into a hot chicken coop, plus the $34 one has a voltmeter on it, and the $17 one doesn't. Spend the wise money here and go a bit oversized, because the last thing you need is this thing failing when you need it the most, or failing when you're just darn busy. It's like, oh darn, the chicken coop fan is not working, and it's 110 today. It'll fail at the worst moment, okay? Everything does. The SunForce charge controllers are on battery1234.com, and you can see them there. The SunForce charge controllers are also intelligent, computer-controlled three-stage battery chargers. Buying something cheaper, and you might not be getting that. If you listen to my previous battery shows, you know you want intelligent, computer-controlled three-stage battery chargers. Let's all say it with each other. So now we have the fan, the panel, the battery, the charge controller taken care of. Now the inverter. The fan draws a quarter amp, 0.25 amps, at 120 volts AC max according to the specs. 0.25 amps times 120 volts is 30 watts. 30 watts, that's not much. I could use a $20 120 watt inverter for this. Yep, I could. 120 watt inverters are more of a pocket inverter, not something you screw into the side of a wall. Plus, the inverter is going to be in a hot environment, like a chicken coop. So I really want the inverter that has a fan built into it. So that'd be $30 for a 400 watt Cobra inverter. You can screw it down, it's got a fan, but this is also a backup to my house. So I might need a bit more wattage for a small period of time. I like to run a sump pump, okay? It's just easier to have an 800-watt inverter or more if you need that little bit of extra draw for a few seconds when the motor is starting. Or if you had to, I wouldn't recommend it for this size battery, but if you had to, your refrigerator. So for $20 more at a price point of $50, I can get the 800-watt Whistler inverter, and the Whistler is a better brand than Cobra, but the Cobra still works fine. So 30 watts is not going to overheat a $50 800-watt inverter, and it screws to the wall very easily. It's got mounts on it for that. And I have that extra power in case I need to run something else in a different situation. All of those Harris-approved inverters are on the Battery1234 site I mentioned previously, and you can go check them out and see what I'm talking about. I have my own descriptions next to each one, okay? What I know and like and think about each one. Now, some of you are probably just screaming at me, you 12-volt freaks, you. You know who I'm talking about. And you're screaming, why did you not go 12 volts? I could have done that whole thing on 12 volts. 12 volts is a lot simpler than 120. No inverter, no efficiency loss. Oh, shut it. Not only is the 120-volt fan off the shelf, which is the major thing we're trying to do here, and it's available at Home Depot, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than a 12-volt fan, and the fan is specifically made to do what we want to do. Plus, all of our off-the-shelf automation to do this job is all 120 volts, and it's all at Walmart and Home Depot, and it only costs like $8 a piece or $12 a piece, and not a lot more for something that you would spend in the 12-volt world. Plus, my LED light bulbs I can now use are $9.95 each for a nice 6-watt, gets you 40 watts of LED light at Home Depot. Plus, again, this is backup power to my house. The chicken coop is 75 yards, 225 feet from my house, almost a football field. You are not running 12 volts for up to 800 watts of power 75 yards to the house. However, you can do that with $30 in extension cables from Walmart. And you can use the cheaper 16-gauge extension cords as well. AC beats DC when it comes to distance. Enough said. And when it comes to price. Now, Jack, when you go get the fan, you'll see right next to it a thermostat from Masterflow as well. It's under $30, and you wire it directly into the fan. Wire it up at the fan and set the thermostat, let's say, you know, like 90 or 85 degrees Fahrenheit. So anytime it's hotter than that, the fan will come on at night when it needs to cool down the coop at night, even if the 4-hour timer has not turned off yet. So the thermostat will turn the fan off for you because it's already cooled down in the coop. This will save you power. And as I explained about the life of batteries in the battery bank video and the battery bank show I did with Jack, it will save you battery life. So a thermostat is a very, very nice piece of automated intelligence we can put into this system without having a whole computer-controlled thing doing the automation for us. Or you can also get a, our digital timer. You can get an $8 15-amp digital timer at Walmart and plug it into an outlet strip attached to the inverter. Just set it to come on every day at 9 p.m. and turn off at 1 p.m. and you'll have your automation taken care of. If the coop cools down faster, the thermostat will turn off the fan for you. Remember, the coop can't get any colder than the ambient outside air. So if it's going to be 100 degrees at night, there's not much you can do. The coop is going to be at 100 degrees no matter what. The fan is really to get rid of the heat of the day from the sunshine that has turned your chicken coop into an oven. Remember, for you listeners, the chickens are not in the coop during the day. They're outside, so we don't need to cool the chicken coop during the day. Now, I think I found something easier for you, Jack, than the timer I mentioned. Because the days are going to get shorter, so the chickens will be going to bed earlier as the year goes away from the summer solstice. Changing the time on the timers, pushing a lot of buttons and looking at a small LCD screen. On Amazon, and it's probably at the big box Home Depot type of stores as well, is a Woods brand, W-O-O-D-S, digital wall switch and timer. This one is called an 8421 switch. So you just push a button on it and you choose, there's some lights next to numbers, and you choose if you want to stay on for 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, or 8 hours, or you want to turn the thing off. So when you or Dorothy or a caretaker puts the chickens away at night, whatever time you're doing it, you just say, it's pretty hot today and warm in the coop, and then you push the button for 4 hours of operation. Or, it's not too bad today, a bit warm, and you push the button for 2 hours of operation or 1 hour. I think this is easier than the timer, and don't forget, the thermostat will still turn off the fan when it gets cool enough, even if you did select 4 hours. What this will also do, remember, the timer is going to turn it off at least after 4 hours, maybe if you select 8 after 8 hours. This will prevent the fan from pulling the battery all the way down if it's over the temperature of the fan thermostat all night long. Because if you just have it that way, it's going to run, you know, all night. So the 8421 Switch, I think, is a great idea. It's only $14.50 from Amazon, so I think it's a great option that'll work for you. It's a nice piece of really intelligent automation that is keep it simple. And again, you can't get this on 12 volts. Now, I know you are also saying, you're also going to put in a light bulb, like the LED one I previously mentioned, and you said you can extend the laying time of your chickens in the winter when the days are a lot shorter. Plus, now you can see in there in the dark, and if you must go out there for a fox or whatever, your coop will be well illuminated. I would use another of the 8421 switches and timers I just mentioned for that light bulb. That way you can just press a button for the number of extra hours of light you want the chickens to get. No messing with a timer or having to take a 150-yard hike back and forth at 9 p.m. to turn off the light for the chickens. Of course, you could just get a clapper and put it in there and shoot your shotgun off twice at the house to turn the lights off. Boom. But no, I guess you won't do that. Now, something I'd also do, this is part of the intelligent automation and the backup for us so we know that it's working. I'd put in an outside light socket, something like under the overhang of the chicken coop so it's out of the rain, so you can use a $2 indoor socket and not a $30 outdoor socket and enclosure. And I would screw in one of my favorite 2-watt LED light bulbs made by Feit, F-E-I-T. They are at Walmart, and they're also on solar1234.com. And I'd hook it up to the fan after the thermostat so that every time the fan is on, the 2-watt LED light bulb is also on outside. That way, when you're in your swimming pool cooling off at night and drinking one of your home brews, at a glance over to the chicken coop, you can see that the fan is operating. And more importantly, you can see if it's not working. And that might be a clue to you that there is a problem. I'd almost Harris overdo this and do the thing and put up 2 light bulbs. One that is on all the time outside and is on the inverter. So I always know the panel, the battery, the charge controller, and the inverter is working. Working outside during the day, you're around the chickens, you see the light is not on during the daytime. And it's like, why is the light not on? Something's wrong. That way you can fix the problem in the daytime rather than, oh crap, the fan's not working when it's nearly dark and you're putting the chickens away. You're 75 yards from your house, so 225 feet from your house. If I wanted to be very prepared, I'd have a 16-gauge set of extension cords in the chicken coop to reach the house. 16-gauge cords are a lot cheaper than 14-gauge, and since we are talking about, hey, you know, a few hundred watts, the size of the wire is just fine, even for 300 feet. 120-foot garden 16-gauge extension cord at Walmart's like $25. I also have 10-gauge, 12-gauge, 14-gauge, and 16-gauges on solder 1234 if you want to see them. Make sure you have my favorite orange 3-way outlets in them so you can have them all strung together. Tie the plugs together. You know, when you run extension cords together, you tie the ends together so when you tug on them, they'll just get tighter and not pull the plug out of the socket. Do that. So if you get a lightning strike or a tornado takes away half the house or other serious problem that takes out your home power system, you can walk to the chicken coop and walk back with 300 feet of extension cord, LED lights illuminating all the way back, and ready to go into the house and light up what's in the dark that you need to fix. I'd not want to have to go get my cords out of my emergency power box, get some LED lights, get whatever, go to the coop, put the cords together, but that's just me. If you want to buy $75 in extension cords and put them in there, that would be my recommendation for any of the listeners. I will also note, if you wanted to put up a 100-watt panel or put in 2 or 3 batteries, you could. That would be even more backup for you, not for the chickens. The same charge controller in there now can take the 100-watt panel or even 200 or 300 watts of panel. That's one of the advantages of oversizing something. So did we hit our cost budget? $100 for the 50-watt solar panel, and as I mentioned before, there really is not a solar panel easily available on Amazon that's smaller. I mean, if you did get a 25-watt panel, it would probably cost you $75. So $100 for a 50-watt solar panel at Amazon. And I got the brand listed on solar1234.com. You can go there. You can see the 100-watt panel made by Renogy, R-E-N-O-G-Y. Love it. $30 for the charge controller, $100 or around there for the battery, $50 for the inverter, $84 for the fan, $30 for the thermostat, $15 for the wall switch, $30 extra for miscellaneous electrical sockets and boxes and switches and wiring, plus about $20 for LED bulbs and switches and sockets for that. $459 is the total. $459. That adds up quickly. You know, a little solar power system for a chicken coop comes out to be $459. Well, thanks for the great question, Jack. I can't wait to see you post photos and or a video of the system. This is Steve Harris for the TSP Expert Panel. Remember all of my past shows with Jack on everything energy you can think of is at solar1234.com. Battery1234.com, and I got some new surprises for you over at firstaid1234.com. See you guys. Thanks so much.